So we are going to look at a Bible story this morning.
We are, yes, and Joe is going to help us to start off the reading.
Luke 12:15. And he went to say to them all, "Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be."
Thank you very much, Joe. Now that was from Luke chapter 12, and this is where Jesus told the parable of the rich fool. And we're going to tell the parable of the rich fool a little bit today, but slightly different version, because that's the way we've been doing it outside, isn't it? So bear with me. Okay. Now, coming up in a minute, there's a picture of someone called Phil. And Phil lives not far from here in an ordinary sort of Salisbury house. Phil's house. I think he needs a roof. 1 second. Can you do the roof? Oh, that'd be brilliant. There you go. An ordinary sort of Salisbury street. There you go. And he has an ordinary sort of Salisbury sort of car that drives him around. But I've lost the cars. There might be, if you look around underneath, and the magpie's trying to find them too. If you look around, maybe underneath some seats or on some shelves, can anyone find me a car? Oh, there's some cars around. If you've got a car, please feel free to bring me up a car, if you can see one. Thank you, Leanne. Oh, that's a lovely one. That's all right, knife out. Nervous fingers.
Bring them up. If you've got a car near you, just bring it up. Don't be shy.
Thank you very much.
Madeline, have you got one? Shall I come and get it from you? Or we'll maybe bring it up in a minute.
You can appoint anyone to bring
you can bring an adult
bringers.
With you as
oh,
well.
Excellent. Wonderful. Wow, look at all these cars. You guys are so helpful. Thank you very much. Thank you, Hope. Whoa, this is good. Well, there you go. Here's Phil with his ordinary sort of car, and it works, and it gets him around, and there he is up there on screen. He's a nice bloke, Phil. He's all right. But Phil has an unusual sort of problem, which is a problem I wouldn't mind having. He's just got a new job, and it pays him a lot of money. In fact, so much money that Phil doesn't really know what to do with it all. Again, this is a problem I haven't had. I think I'd be willing to try, but hey, he's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it all, so he decides. He's always really quite like cars, and he's going to buy himself a nice new car. I think he's going to buy himself a black car. Anyone know what kind of car that is? Because I'm not very good on these. It's a black car. Yeah, so he buys himself a nice new car. Only problem is, I mean, he's very happy with his nice, shiny new black car, but he's a bit worried, leaving it outside the front of the house like that. It might get a bit dented, might get damaged, might get scratched. So he thinks what he really needs is a garage. So he gets some people to build a garage by his house. There you go. Let's see, have we got space for the garage? There you go. I'm not sure how the garage works. Can we make it work? Ooh, there you go. And then he can put his car inside the garage. And then, oh, nice, safe car. Wow. There you go. Close the garage. Oh, all safe. There. He's feeling a lot better now. But Phil still earns way more money than he knows what to do with. What a problem. And he's always really liked cars. So Phil thinks he might get himself another nice new car. A red one. Have I got a red one? I have got a red one. There you go. But the only problem is there's no room in the garage. Oh, dear. Oh, shame. But he can't leave it out there. In fact, he doesn't even like driving it. He doesn't want to get it scratched. He doesn't want to get it damaged. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to it at all. And it doesn't fit in the garage. So Phil does what any rational man would do. Phil buys his neighbour's house, knocks it down, and turns it into a giant garage. I mean, obviously, yes, why wouldn't you? I'm not sure his neighbour even really wanted to sell the house, but hey-ho, there you go. Big garage. Whoa, lots of room. So there's Phil, and he's got his garage, and he's got still too much money. He still doesn't know what to do with all his money, so he decides, I think I'll buy a really, really, really nice new car. So he buys a blue one. Anyone know what kind of car that is? See, some people know. Blue car. So there you go. Whiz, whiz. In the garage, straight in the garage. He doesn't want to drive that anywhere. It might get scratched. I mean, that would be a terrible shame, wouldn't it? In fact, Phil buys quite a few wonderful cars, and they all stay in his garage. And they none of them get driven ever, because that would be terrible and they might get damaged. And he has, wow, I mean, whoa. And sometimes people who live nearby, they see the cars being delivered and they get curious and they say, could we come and look at your fancy cars? And they turn up and they look all eager and keen and pleased. Next slide. All keen and pleased and pleased. Can we please? And he says, no, no, definitely not. Not only might they get dented and damaged and scratched, but you might get your horrible little kiddie sticky fingerprints all over them. Oh, no, we can't have that. I expect she's a bit sad. And people sometimes need lifts places, you know. They need lifts to the hospital and places like that. Do you think that Phil... No, not in those cars. They might make a mess in the cars. We can't have that. And so time passes, as time does, and Phil gets older, as we all do, and one day he goes to the doctor and he gets some bad news, and it's not good news. He hasn't got a long left in this world. And he looks at his cars in his garage, and Phil wonders, maybe there was something better he could have done with all that money he had. And, oh, at that point, Jesus said some more words, and Joe's going to read the end of the... Thank you.
Luke 12:21. And Jesus concluded, this is how it is with those who pile up riches for themselves, but are not rich in God's sight.
Thank you, Joe. Well, it's not quite how Jesus told the story, but it's a really good version. And not many of us are farmers anymore, so I think that's much easier to understand. Now, a parable is a tricky story that Jesus tells to teach us a lesson. Sometimes it looks really simple, but if you delve in a bit deeper, there's some hidden meanings. And Ali and I were talking about this earlier, and we don't think that the hidden meanings are the same for us all the time, or even for each other. So we've got a couple of questions for you to think about that story you've just heard. Just have a little chat in your families or with the people next door to you. What does it mean to be rich in God's sight? You can make a noise if you want to.
And this kind of leads us very naturally into the next question, is what it might mean to be a rich fool. And Katie and I think you can be rich and wise. And we wonder, what do you think? Well, I don't think there's a right answer to any one of these questions. And I think even though the story we told was a little story, there's lots and lots of layers to it, like an onion. And I think there's time to unpick it, perhaps, over the week, maybe come back and think about it occasionally. I don't have the answers, but I think it's a really, really rich topic for thought.